Good morning. Greetings from the leper colony.
We heard you're a bit of a card.
Oh, my God. I love it. With a mullet like yours that has taken out the best mullet for 2020, you've got to have some personality about you, don't you?
Yeah, well, look, I've probably developed a better sense of humour since I got involved in the Mullet Fest back in February, so it could be a new career for me.
Well, you're definitely the spokesman for 12 months.
How long did it take you to grow that thing? Yeah. That looks pretty impressive.
Look, that's about 25, 30 years worth, if there's any original hair in it. So, yeah, it's been a lifetime project.
Look, as you get older, your hair starts to thin. Are you finding that problem?
Exactly. Because of the length of it and work requirements, I need to have it braided. To the extent where I was getting it done weekly before the current lockdown. And at one stage there, Chris at the head shed in Heathmont said, listen, this is starting to break down. We're going to have to bulk it up. We turned it basically into a ponytail, which, I wasn't real happy about. You know, I'm not too keen on man buns and ponytails, but we had to sort of get, that's all we could do to make it survive. And unfortunately, with the lockdown, it's turning into a bit of a dreadlock. And this could be breaking news for Triple M in Mackay.
Yeah.
It may not last the distance. By the time we get out of lockdown, it might have to come off, unfortunately.
No. Can we keep it and lock it up in formaldehyde so it can be on show forevermore?
Oh, yeah. Look, I've already designed, just like your football jumper mounted, picture
memorabilia,
frame.
Yeah.
I've already designed, something that I can adapt for that purpose.
Good start.
Paul, we are on a mission to find the best mullet in Mackay with Sundays. We've had loads of people sending us their photos already. In your opinion, being a champion that you are when it comes to mullets, what do you think makes the best mullet?
Well, I reckon the traditional Australian version of the mullet, which was, the short on top and sides, and then free-flowing out the back. If you Google the Mullet Fest, you'll see that they've got about 10 different categories which are all unique and interesting in their own way. But my traditional one was helped me get over the line.
Does it help you with the ladies?
Oh, most definitely. at the supermarket, especially because I'm not that young myself, so I attract a more mature woman.
Yeah.
And, quite often they strike up a conversation at the checkout, or the cheeky ones even give it a bit of a tug.
Oh, yeah, baby. What about getting a slow motion film of you coming out of the water and just flicking the hair up? Have you had that done yet?
No, but there was some footage taken outside the hotel at Kari Kari. I don't know whether, I think possibly may have been Channel 2, because I did both the breakfast morning shows for 9 and 2, but there's a bit of footage there where, I strut my stuff.
Well, congratulations to you. You've taken it out for 2020. That is the best mullet in Australia, well, at Mullet Fest. And, of course, here's an idea.
Hmm.
How about we send you a few of our top five photos and you can tell us who of the top five you think should be crowned the best mullet in Mackay?
Good idea.
Is that okay?
By all means. I'll give you some details off air, and we can certainly do that.
Best we do it off air, because all the ladies will be chasing you with the...
Yeah. That's right. I mean, 15 minutes of fame from February, I'm into September, this is fantastic.
You're making the hard yards. Paul, mate, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Thank you, mate.
The Mullet King.
Boys, just remember, when the Mullet King is in Mackay, he always listens to Dave and Jay on Triple M.
Oh, How good is that? We didn't even have to prompt him for that. That was fantastic. Thank you, Paul G. He is the king of the moulet, the mullet. We're looking for Mackay Whitsunday's best mullet. You can let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay Whitsunday. Thanks to Nomac Windscreen Repairs, Tudor.
Yeah, absolutely. What a character he was.
I love him. That'd be awesome if that was your father, right?
Yeah, but, you know, cuddling up to him, you'd get a mouthful of hair.
Speaking of which, somebody said on our Facebook page, if your dad doesn't have a mullet, you have two mums. Okay. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Today's top round 25 degrees here, Triple M.